Stewardship.
Long, long ago, on a small island village in the Pacific Northwest, there was a girl named Adria whose village was able to speak with all of Mother Nature because they were true stewards of Earth. At first, everyone and everything was great. Plants and animals got along with the villagers, but as time went on, the villagers started to take the plants and animals for granted, as well as not being as cultural as before.
Hi, Mr. Cellar Sea Lion. Have you seen the new bird flying around? It's quite stunning, all blue and green, and it sings beautifully.
How funny. The exact bird you're talking about is my friend, Green Jay, and we're having lunch today. Why don't you come along with us?
I would love to join you, thanks.
Excuse me. I overheard you talking about a blue and green bird. That bird was singing so loud it woke me up. Well, you tell that bird to keep it down and not wake me up ever again or there will be problems.
And the villagers stormed away.
Great, another one. All your villagers have been treating the plants and animals like scum on their shoe. I don't think any of us can stand for this much longer.
The plants and animals invited the villagers over to talk about how they were feeling. The leader of the plants and animals, Kaomi, began.
I speak for all of us. I say that you and your people, Saru, have been taking more than your fair share. And even yesterday, Okolania River was telling us about how your villagers had thrown their trash into her.
Saru, the leader of the villagers, then spoke.
You're blowing this out of proportion and attacking us. We won't stand for this. We're leaving.
The villagers, offended, stormed away in fury. Adria stayed behind to let the plants and animals know that she's still with them. She turned to Kaomi.
I will see if I can talk with them and find a way to change their mind. They should be reasonable people.
If the people don't listen, we will not be able to continue our friendship. This would mean that the villagers will no longer be able to communicate with all of our Mother Nature.
I understand that much is at stake here, and I will do my best.
She returned to her village to let them know.
Unfortunately, most of the villagers were too prideful to listen. Saru stepped forward.
I believe I speak for everyone here when I say that the plants and animals are being unreasonable and overbearing.
Before he could say anything further, Nydia, a fellow villager, stepped up.
I know we have taken well over our fair share.
Then Yoko followed Nydia's lead.
I have even seen with my own eyes that some villagers have thrown their trash into the Okliana River.
These two villagers understood the meaning of her words and went with Adria to the plants and animals. When they arrived, Adria broke the bad news to Kaomi and the others.
I spoke with my people, but they just wouldn't listen.
I'm sad to say our friendship with people must come to an end. I still hope that one day we can all be friends once more.
We remain here and hope we'll still be able to talk with you, Adria. You too, Nydia and Yoko.
We, the plant and animals, have all decided that we will still communicate with true stewards of Earth. I also know that all of you, Nydia, Yoko, and Adria, are true stewards of Mother Nature. We entrust you with the ability to talk with us.
All true stewards of nature are still able to talk with Mother Nature.